Good morning. Finally, it is Friday, and in the news is Modi's Man Friday. Amit Shah, but suddenly I'm not sure who is whose Man Friday. Small mercies in life that the rumor in India is that Amit Shah is getting finance ministry. At least home ministry to nahi mila. Well, a few years ago, who would have thought the man who became the first serving home minister of state to go behind bars in extrajudicial murder and extortion would be sworn in the Indian cabinet. Also, don't forget the Supreme Court had declared him Tadipar, as if there aren't enough stars on his chest. A few years ago, a bunch of tapes came out in public domain where a man can be heard instructing Gujarat police to stalk a woman. That man is now going to be a Union Minister of India and hopefully not the Hope Minister. It is 31st May 2019 and congratulations to everyone who got to take oath to work for and protect India and Indians. Congratulating those who took oath on Thursday, Prime Minister Modi said, "Together we will work for India's progress." This team is a blend of youthful energy and administrative experience. It has people who have excelled as parliamentarians and those who have had distinguished professional careers, Prime Minister Modi tweeted. Good thing is that lots of young faces, lots of new faces, and a few technocrats like Jay Shankar, the man who got Modi the US visa and the famous Madison Square speech, and how could one forget the Tu Talaq Wali friendship with bro Obama. But what was a bit disheartening was that Pragya Thakur did not get the defense ministry. One shrap and all enemies of India would have been annihilated. Talking about enemies of India, this news report from Hindustan Times was quite interesting, especially in its choice of words that said that RSS will give Bharatiya Janata Party sufficient room to take decisions on key policy issues and choice of appointments after yesterday's swearing-in ceremony, according to the two RSS functionaries that the Hindustan Times quoted. No disagreements like that with Vajpayee here. To quote them, whatever issues need to be taken up for deliberations are directly dealt with by Sar Sangh Chalak Mohan Bhagwat and Sar Kar Priyavehad, or the Joint Secretary, Bhaiyaji Joshi, and from the BJP's end by Narendra Modi and Amit Shah. The Sangh has made a conscious decision to give the BJP a free hand to take decisions, but the Sangh will weigh in where it thinks the government has erred or neglected to pay attention, especially on sectors where it wants an imprint of its ideology, such as culture, education, and information and broadcasting. While we are on information and broadcasting, the Congress has decided not to send spokespersons to television debates for a month, triggering speculation that the main opposition party was boycotting the electronic media because of their brazen pro-Narendra Modi bias. Congress President Rahul Gandhi had pointed out to bias and fear in the media over the past 5 years, while party spokespersons had not been going to a few news channels for some time, publicly trying to shame them as biased. Many other opposition leaders and activists too had given calls in the past for boycotting news channel. The Samajwadi Party has disbanded its media department and not sending spokespersons to debate since the results were declared on the 23rd of May. Before we head to international news, a bit of news about allies, old and new. U-turn Babu, Paltu Kumar, Nitish Kumar had to literally take a return ticket to Bihar after it found itself with a token cabinet berth and decided to opt out of the Narendra Modi government. The offer made by the BJP was not acceptable to us, but we are firmly with the NDA, but will not join the government, Kumar said. Meanwhile, South is getting ready for the Shah Modi duo with a unique combination. KCR, Jagan and Stalin. And the intention looks like they want to be stalling the rise of BJP in South. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Jagan Mohan Reddy, who took oath yesterday morning after receiving a massive mandate, and his Telangana counterpart K. Chandrasekhar Rao, skipped the oath ceremony of Modi and instead hosted a lunch with DMK Chief Stalin. The BJP's plans to expand the base in the South following the party's spectacular performance in the Lok Sabha elections are seen to have drawn the three together. And in case you missed it, Bhutan's former Prime Minister was seriously pissed off with Indian media and the hidden racism. Former Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobgay, lashed out at Indian media for misidentifying Bhutan's current prime minister and posting a picture of someone else with his name on Thursday, the 30th of May. India's media would be up in arms if any other country got the picture of their prime minister wrong. He also reiterated that Bhutan may be small, but is India's close neighbor and close friend. Well, what a beginning to our foreign policy, and with that, let's head to international news and start with the neighbor that wasn't invited to Modi's party. Pakistan's army has sentenced the general to life imprisonment for spying and ordered the death penalty for a brigadier and a civilian officer convicted in the same case. Retired Lieutenant General Javed Iqbal was jailed for a life term, meaning he will serve 14 years in prison under Pakistani law. Retired Brigadier Raja Rizwan was sentenced to death alongside Waseem Akram, not the cricketer, but a civilian doctor employed by an army organization. In other news, US President Donald Trump has announced tariffs on all goods coming from Mexico in a bid to curb illegal immigration. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said that from 10 June, a 5% tariff would be imposed and would slowly rise until the illegal immigration problem is remedied. And in North Korea's special envoy to the US, who was credited with paving the way for nuclear talks with Washington, has reportedly been executed over the failure of the recent summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. The South Korean Chosun Ilbo newspaper cited unnamed sources as saying that Kim Yok-chul and foreign ministry officials who conducted working-level preparation for February's doomed Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi were executed in March. From autocrats and dictators to human-led extinction, and if there is anything like good extinction, well, then this might be it. But again, good from human selfishness point of view. A fungus genetically enhanced to produce spider toxin can rapidly kill huge number of mosquitoes that spread malaria, according to a study. Trials which took place in Burkina Faso showed mosquito populations collapse by 99% within 45 days. Researchers say their aim is not to make the insects extinct, but to help stop the spread of malaria. That is all that I have for you for today and this week and this month. I shall see you again on Monday, and we shall begin a new government with a new month. Be healthy, stay safe, hydrated, and stay away from the sun. Thank you for listening in, and goodbye from TakePart.in.